have mascara all over my face. And I'm soaking wet from this rain. Maybe I should leave him alone. No, he's the only person I want to see right now. I have to be brave. I won't run away from my problems. Not this time. Hey, you. Please don't shut the door on me. I know it's late. I'm probably the last person you want to talk to right now. But please. I came a long way to see you. Just give me a chance. I know I don't deserve your time, but I really need you right now. God, I need you so bad. Just please, please. Really? Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, right. I'll come in now. Towel? Yeah, that would be great. Thank you. It's been a while since I've been here. I've missed this place a lot. We spent so much time together on that couch, watching stupid TV shows and playing video games. Oh, thanks. That's better. I really should keep an umbrella in my car. Stupid me. Really. Right, you're probably wondering why I showed up to your house, sobbing. It's a long story. Can we sit down? Yeah, the couch would be fine. Look, we still took our old spots on the couch. Anyways. You know, the guy I started dating after we broke up. Yeah, of course you do. Well, I thought things were going well with him. We went on dates every night. He bought me flowers and shoes and jewelry. I met his family and all his friends. But still, something felt off about him. I thought it was just me adjusting to having a new boyfriend, so I tried to ignore it. But it didn't go away. There was another thing too. All the time he would... He would ask me if he was better than you. It always made me uncomfortable, but I played along, dodging the question or giving non-committable answers. But each time I did, he got distant. It was like he was mad at me. Like he enjoyed hearing me degrade you and praise him. Everything got to a point where I was thinking about breaking up with him. I didn't want to. I really didn't, because despite myself, I still thought he was a good guy. I'm so stupid. Right, sorry. I'll keep going. Well, one day, I sort of casually suggested that we should part ways. I wanted to be as gentle about it as I could, so that I wouldn't hurt him. He was such a sweet guy. I thought he would be heartbroken, but he just didn't care at all. I was so confused, and then he told me how he was only dating me for fun. How I should be grateful that he even chose me over all the other girls he could, you know, do that with. How I would never have another boyfriend like him. How I didn't deserve one. I was so confused. I begged him to tell me he was joking, or tell me he was sorry, or just anything at all to make it hurt less. But he didn't. He just told me to leave. And that was it. Yeah, not so great day. I came here to tell you that I'm sorry. So, so fucking sorry. I was such an asshole to dump you because I thought you weren't good enough. And I was so fucking stupid when you told me guys like him were bad news. I know. I don't deserve your forgiveness. Not at all. I just want you to know that I know it was wrong. I just wish I could turn back time. If I knew how good I had it with you, I never would have left. I guess I came here because I secretly wanted that too. Oh no. Are you taking your shirt? Right. I'll do that too. Is moving way too fast. I've missed these lips. I've missed this body. I've missed all your dumb jokes, your adorable laugh. I've fucking missed everything about you. I never knew how much I loved you until I let you go. Yes, of course I loved you. I always did. Even though I never acted like it. So fucking much. And I love you now. I never stopped. That's what was off about him. He wasn't you. You're the only one for me. I'm sure now. I know I've done nothing to deserve a second chance. All I did was break your heart and leave you to deal with it alone, but I don't know where else to turn. You're all I have. All I've ever needed. Just know that I fucking love you. And that I'm so, so sorry.